If mankind survives, by 2050, the world's human population will see the equivalent of three Chinas being added. The changes in the bigger world outside the business world are so immense that what it means to be a business is changing on a scale never before imagined. The physical world is merging with the digital world, and the role of what we now call the CIO will change significantly. With the complete fusion of technology into the modern enterprise, technology and business have become inseparable. They are now one. The technology is the business. The business is the technology. Together, they are needed to address the bigger world, the bigger society in which a business must operate. And that is the bigger world that has changed so much as a result of the connectivity of the internet, which in turn has given rise to total global competition and social networks, where the future is being discussed, debated, and transformed. With the advent of easy-to-use consumer IT or Web 2.0 usage of the internet, social networks are changing the ways we live, the way we learn, collaborate, work, consume, and play. These huge changes in society also disrupt the way we design and manage our organizations and our entire value chains. Social networks have major consequences for business, even to the point of what it means to be a business, for it's no longer inside-out supply-push. It's now outside-in demand-pull. The customer is no longer king. The customer is now a dictator. And social networks are where customers get the information they need to make their purchasing decisions. Your fancy website is the last place customers go. Furthermore, inside your company, business units are increasingly turning to cloud service providers to obtain the resources they need to get work done, to collaborate, and maintain relationships with their customers. With credit card in hand, those resources are delivered to business units on demand. And often, internal IT is the last place business units go for these resources. Not only is the cloud where work gets done, it's also where innovation happens. Modern economies, according to The Economist, are not built with capital or labor as much as by ideas. The brave new world of widely distributed knowledge in the cloud has led to the business proposition of open innovation. No longer can companies win the innovation arms race from the inside out, that is, internal R&D or research and development. They should instead buy or license innovations from external knowledge sources, turning the table to outside-in innovation. Leading companies are turning to social networks to tap new sources of business intelligence and creativity that can lead to innovation. But don't confuse open innovation with open source free software. Open innovation is all about the money to be made. It's in this context that the role of the CIO comes into question. From compliance to cloud computing, from budgets to social networks and business innovation, it's clear that the CIO is living in turbulent times. What will be on the CIO's agenda ahead? Will there actually be a CIO in the future? Bear with me for a minute, for a little history is in order to see where we stand in the evolution of technology roles today. We've seen many step changes in technology over the past 50 years, from mainframes to mini computers, to PCs, to client-server enterprise networks, and onto the internet. We've also seen major shifts in how we command computers to do what they do, from board wiring of tabulating machines to machine language programming to procedural programming to object-oriented programming of various flavors and granularities, now including web services. We've witnessed the shift from monolithic to modular to client-server architectures, and now on to service-oriented architectures. We've seen changing IT and leadership roles, from board wire to programmer to systems analyst to information architect to EDP manager, to IT director, and on to the CIO. Today, data centers are staffed by systems analysts, database administrators, database programmers, data administrators, and technical systems administrators. Quite an expensive command and control army has grown up to support and control central IT, where a company's systems of records are housed. Interstage left, the read-write internet, Web 2.0, where just about anyone can go beyond consuming information to producing it as well. Programmer? Who needs one? You just access pre-programmed services to create a website, join Facebook, tweet on Twitter, update a wiki, create a blog, or mash up your custom Google apps. Just about anyone can do it, just as they could with a spreadsheet. No central ID department is needed. Web 2.0 represents the consumerization of IT, and you might think that's the end of this one-minute history of technology. Nope, all that was yesterday. Now the real action has just begun with the read-write-execute internet. It's called the cloud. If you take all of the amazing advances in computing over the past 50 years, the cloud represents the knee in an exponential growth curve, making cloud computing the new baseline for business and human collaboration models we have yet to conceive of, and the new Bill Gateses and Jeff Bezos we have yet to hear from. In the past, information technology was about productivity. Now it is about collaboration, a shared information base, and collective intelligence. The wisdom of crowds, social networks, and cloud sourcing of unimaginable computing power, all in the hands of everyday people. Remember that mechanically inclined board wire or machine language programmer, or that EDP manager, or that IT director, or that CIO? Move over, for now it's time for the chief cloud officer, the CCO. The role of the CCO is to provide leadership and guidance in a brave new world where not just programming, but also technology infrastructures are abstracted as services. Everything as a service. It's basically a matter of upping the level of abstraction that IT professionals will have to embrace and master. At each step along the way, some IT professionals were not suited to the new levels of abstraction and faded away. Each step represented a climb from machine abstraction to a business abstraction, and a business process management represents a quantum leap to the business domain as the central abstraction of software development. Perhaps the highest level of abstraction is that of general systems thinking. As Edwards Deming, the father of the quality movement, pointed out, it is the system that is the problem. End-to-end business processes are dynamic systems. But today's business professionals are generally not trained in general systems thinking, too often constrained by a perspective limited to ingrained business practices, rigid scripts, and structured input-output work. Few professionals have a wide-angle view or have the experience dealing with end-to-end business processes that may cover not just a complete enterprise, but a complete value delivery system. Indeed, the worlds of business and technology are growing more complex, and managing that complexity is the goal of systems thinking. It focuses on the whole, not the parts, of a complex system. It concentrates on the interfaces and boundaries of components, and on their connection and arrangement to achieve results that are greater than the sum of their parts. Mastering systems thinking means overcoming the major obstacles to building the 21st century enterprise. For every enterprise business process is a whole system. Although tech savvy, the cloud computing officer is all business, probably coming out of the ranks of operations, or an extremely business savvy CIO. It will indeed be informed leadership, not command and control management of computing and information resources, that will shape the future of companies in the current era of global economic crisis and unexpected change. Agility is no longer an option, a nice to have. It is the entry price. So lead, follow, or get out of the way. There is much to learn and cultural barriers to overcome, but the company of the future will not be the company of today. The future is here now. As we shift from information technology, or IT, to business technology, BT, from systems of records to systems of boundless collaboration backed by endless computational resources available to all. Contemplating any company's transformation to adapt to the changed world, the implications for IT professionals are profound. Companies will need a far greater contribution from IT than ever before, but that contribution will be of a substantially different nature. For the adaptive enterprise to come about, a system-wide view of the company is needed, and IT professionals have such a view far more than the marketing, legal, financial, or other specialists in the firm. Building the process-managed, real-time, social enterprise will demand innovation and the discipline of general systems thinking from a new generation of IT professionals, stressing some to their limits. As the cloud computing and social networking paradigm shifts take hold, it's not your father's IT shop anymore. Multidisciplinary skills now outweigh yesterday's technical skills. BPM skills give way to social BPM skills. Data center management skills give way to cloud brokerage management skills. You know, they say you can't judge a book by its cover. Well, it's also true that you can't judge a job by its title. Just as today's popular title of CIO evolved from programmer to EDP manager to IT director, get ready for a new title that reflects the new skill set needed for leadership as companies go beyond IT and embrace BT. In a cover story in CIO magazine, Sue Buschel and I argued for the transformation of the CIO to the CPO, the Chief Process Officer, for its end-to-end process management that companies want, over and above just information management. Now, process management must extend across the entire value chain in the cloud and provide social BPM and social CRM capabilities. So to indicate the new role and skill set of the CIO, here are some titles that may better reflect the job at hand. CCO, Chief Cloud Officer. CPO, Chief Process Officer. CDO, Chief Digitization Officer. CDO, Chief Dot Connector. And how about CEO, Chief Executive Officer? What about that last title? What skill set is needed by a CEO? It is a responsibility of the Chief Executive Officer to align a company internally and externally with its strategic vision. The core duty of a CEO is to facilitate business outside of the company while guiding employees and other executive officers towards a central objective. A CEO must have a balance of internal and external initiatives to build a sustainable company. Ditto for the next generation CIO, whatever the title you wish to choose. It's all about managing the unpredictable. Once we recognize the existence of external sources of intelligence, we can begin to conceive of creative thinking in a radically new way. The strength of weak ties is a term coined in 1973 by Mark Granovetter in what is now regarded as a seminal work defining social collaboration. Strong ties represent the people you are closest to, co-workers, nuclear family, friends, supply chain partners, and so on. Weak ties are connections to people you may occasionally come across, a friend's friend, or online communities that share special interests outside of your ordinary interests. Granovetter argues that strong ties are good for exerting power, but because they contain a lot of redundant information, they are almost useless for gaining fresh information, new perspectives and insights, the raw materials for innovation. In contrast, weak ties contain much less redundant information and are often more important for gaining fresh information, connecting new dots, and thinking outside your own box. The interactions with previous IT collaboration tools have focused on strong ties, building the capabilities for relationships between known people around known topics in a manner that provides a structure to deliver value. This remains an important aspect of workflow, but if we consider the emerging social networks, then it becomes clear that something different, something unstructured, something unknown is needed to bring new value to the table. As reported by Patty Azzarello, a former general manager at Hewlett-Packard, a large network of weak connections is more valuable than a small network of close connections. And it's not just a matter of the numbers. The people you are close to are not always very useful to help you because they tend to be in the same environments, know the same people, and think similarly to you. Whereas your weak connections have access to different stuff, different people, different places, and different things. It's the responsibility of the next generation CIO to establish the capabilities needed for that something different, for facilitating the strength of weak ties. To do that, the next generation CIO and all knowledge workers must cross disciplines and heed the advice of Ram Charan, the guru of management gurus, who has no home, clocks 50,000 air miles a year, talking simple talk to executives across the globe. He lives nowhere and goes everywhere, and here are some of his very simple statements. Cast a very wide net. Continually search for the new and different. Sift, sort, and select. Hit many singles and doubles, not just home runs. Put yourself in positions where you can expand your view. Listen, read, become a keen observer. Connect the dots to make sense of it all. Keep your perceptual lenses open. Act on your own curiosity. Be proactive in shaping your view of which way things are going. The spoils belong to those who can act ahead of others, because they see things ahead of others. Much of what Charan and other business leaders do is to help business people bring common sense clarity to an otherwise complex world. It's all too easy to lose such clarity in the day-to-day grind of the real world of work. But considering all the big business issues, innovation, globalization, profitable growth, increased efficiency, market planning, and increased productivity, a common thread for achieving clarity is to look from the outside in. It's wrong to think the dramatic and unexpected changes we are experiencing in today's world will somehow fade away and will return to business as usual. There's no going back to the good old days. Innovate or fade away. It's time to tap the power of weak ties as a catalyst for innovation. And that's the real job of the CEO. And that's the real job of the next generation CIO. No, they won't be the ones who do all the weak ties work. Instead, they will be the ones who provide the environment, guidance, and tools for knowledge workers throughout the workforce to capitalize on weak ties. This also means turning decision-making upside down at the bottom of the organizational pyramid. It's in these contexts that organizations need to make thorough assessments and then plan their strategies for adopting cloud computing. And leadership and guidance from the next generation CIO is critical to making these strategic decisions. I'll leave you with a takeaway. With business technology, or BT, the focus is on people, communications, and collaboration, not computers and data. The CIO role has evolved from custodian of the infrastructure under the CFO to a business leader with a seat at the executive table. The next generation CIO is a strategic agent for business transformation. In the most advanced firms, the CIO is the most likely executive to move to the CEO. The next generation CIO is best positioned to manage the creative destruction power of technology in the face of today's unexpected change and to craft corporate strategy. Thank you.